Welcome to Masechta Shavuos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel, Chapter 2, Mishnah 3. The Mishnah begins. Nitma Bazar. Let's say the fellow entered into the Azara. When he was tar, he was pure. And in the Azara, in the court of the Beis HaMikdash, he became Tameh. He became impure. And then he forgets that he's Tameh. Bazachar is HaMikdash, but he still remembers that he's in the Beis HaMikdash, he's in a holy place. Or, he forgot that he's in the Beis HaMikdash, Bazachar Lotuma, but he does remember that he's Tameh. Or, he forgot that he was Tameh and that he's in the Beis HaMikdash. Veheshtachame. And then he bowed in the Beis HaMikdash. Oishashabikadeishtachava. Or he didn't actually bow, but he stayed in the Beis HaMikdash the amount of time to actually bow, which is the shear that would make him liable for being in the Beis HaMikdash while he's Tameh. The Gemara explains that the amount of time is that a normal person could read the Pasuk, Vayichru apayim artso al haritzpa. They bowed towards the ground on the floor, Vaishtachavu, they prostrated themselves. And they praised Hashem for his kindness endures forever. It's a pasuk in Divrei Hayom and Beis. That's the amount of time for a person to be liable. Or it says in Mishnah, Balai Baruka. He could have left the Azara quickly once he became Tameh, but instead he took a longer route. In all these situations, Chayv, he has to bring a carbon aro v'yever, the specific carbon that we saw one brings for Tumas Mikdash v'kadafajav, just like the standard halacha of someone that comes to the Beis HaMikdash. However, says the Mishnah, Biktzara, let's say he became Tameh. He didn't bow. He didn't stay in the Azara the amount of time that it takes to bow, and he took a shorter route. And therefore, he wasn't there for the required amount of time. Patta, then he doesn't have to be a carbon because he didn't violate the Saver. Zuhi mitzvah saseisha b'mikdash. This is actually a positive commandment in the Beis HaMikdash, that if someone does become Tameh, they become impure in the Azara, in the court of the Beis HaMikdash, that they should quickly leave before they stay there, the amount of time which would make them liable. It's actually a pasuk. The pasuk says, "V'yishalchu min ha'machaneh kol tzaruah v'chozav v'chol tamei l'nefesh," to send out of the place that they are anyone who's tamei l'nefesh, someone that's tamei. Continues the Mishnah, "She'in chayovin aleha," but however, this asay, one would not be liable. What this means to say is the following. We know, if let's say Bezdin, the Jewish court, makes a mistake, imsak halacha, in the ruling of Jewish law, and accidentally they permit something that is prohibited, and the majority of Klal Yisrael follows them and does it, and then Bezdin, the Jewish court, finds out that they made a mistake in Jewish law, the Torah says they have to bring something called a par helam davar shel tzibur, which is a cow, brought for when something is forgotten from the halacha. The Mishnah teaches us that if, let's say, Bezdin made a mistake, and they said that it was permissible for a person that's Tameh to stay in the Beis HaMikdash, the halacha is they would not be chayiv, they would not be liable, a par helam davar shel Tzibur, because Bezin doesn't bring a parham davar shel tzibur, because the only time they bring a karban is if it's something that the individual would be kaiv a chatas, a sin offering. But since this is an oilevi yared, a special kind of karban, that one brings a different type of karban depending on their financial situation, then for the Bezin, there's no parham davar. Now there's really one more line in this Mishnah, which actually when this Mishnah is brought down to Maseches Harius, it brings down this last line, and this line really is important for the next Mishnah. The Mishnah really concludes there, Avol chayavim, but the Jewish court would have to bring the special parham davar, the special carbon, if they make a mistake. For a positive and negative commandment pertaining to Nida, pertaining to the halachas of a woman that's a Nida in her menstrual period. And tomorrow when we do the next Mishnah, we'll see the continuation of this particular line. Wish you a fantastic day and a wonderful rest of your week.